right, pretty good, pretty good, pretty neat, pretty neat. Welcome to day two of the 50th Bassmaster Classic, Birmingham, Alabama. This is the Bass University. I'm Pat Renwick.
I'm James Watson.
What am I doing? No, I will not.
It's not good to talk
put
with my gum.
Put it on
mouth.
Here.
We're going to talk about that later.
And the one and only Ish Monroe, James Watson and Ish Monroe. Let's get
no, it up. No. I'm Mike Iaconelli.
Oh, and Mike Iaconelli.
I am Mike Iaconelli.
Mike Iaconelli and...
It's a giant! It's a giant!
1 pound, 2 ounces.
Now say don't stop trying.
Don't stop. Never give up!
That's it. That's the one. Never give up. But these guys, no stranger to the world of professional bass fishing. And we're here, guys, at the...
Wait. I thought we were at a NASCAR event.
It is.
You're wearing a NASCAR shirt.
I am.
I am too.
Yeah, you're wearing a NASCAR shirt as well.
Yeah, Dale Earnhardt, Tom Petty Jr. is
right.
Actually leading the race.
Sponsored by Cheerios.
Yes. Fruit Loops.
I'm sponsored by Daiwa and Bass Pro Shops and Yamaha. That's who I'm sponsored
by. Yeah. Way to get that in. See how you weave that in there there?
And sponsored by Bass University.
Yes, thank you. Today's show is brought to you by Bass University, since this is the Bass University. And, again, no strangers to professional bass fishing. James
or
Watson,
Bass University.
Or Bass University.
Exactly. Veterans of the class. Now, dude, the mecca of professional bass fishing, we're in it right now. All right? We're
at
in
this
it.
Moment, yes.
We're in it right now.
Yes.
Do you guys feel the excitement? I mean, of the 50th Bassmaster Classic.
Very exciting.
I've only seen probably 2 or 3 million people here at the show. I mean, it's pretty low, very low attendance this week. I mean, I don't know why there's only 2 or 3 million people here. I mean,
and that was yesterday.
Oh, is there going to be?
Saturday? Just double it.
Double it on Saturday. Okay,
yes.
So attendance will double, so it'll be okay. Is what you're saying? Like there might be some people here today. Then I get that. Yeah.
You're like me. You got every hour on hour somewhere different booth to work for.
No.
Somebody.
No.
Oh, you just got a couple.
I'm primarily at Yamaha and primarily at Daiwa.
All right.
But I also swing by the other booths, Bob's Machine Shops. I have to go hang out with those guys. Bubba Blade, have to hang out there too as well.
So you can stab somebody?
No. So I can clean them fish.
Clean them fish.
It's called the Ish Shank.
Yes.
It's coming this side.
Exactly.
The Ish Shank.
The Ish Shank.
Hey,
yes.
Well, I got you guys here. As you know, Bass U, and we could easily go on the tangent here, but Bass U is the educational
piece. We are on the tangent.
On the tangent. But I want to talk to you guys a little bit about topwater fishing. Okay.
You ever done that before, Ish?
No. I got a new buzz bait out from Tackle HD called the Ish Monroe Worldwide Buzz Bait.
With the funny looking picture.
Yeah,
of it.
Yeah.
It's twin. You see the resemblance. If you can see the resemblance on that, we're gonna actually put that up there really close.
That
so
is
they can
him.
Zoom in. That is me
right here,
right there.
Ish Monroe, right
Ish
there.
Ish Monroe, right there. If you guys can't see that, just you know.
Yeah. Why are you holding up the black one? And why am I holding up the white one?
Because that's how we roll.
Ish, you look a little heavy in that picture.
I do look a little heavy.
Were you bloated when that fertile
Yeah, my cheeks are a little puffy at that point in time. I got
assault.
This weird goatee, yeah.
Gold tooth.
Goatee.
Oh,
yeah.
Goatee.
The goatee's got a lot of gray in it, too. I mean, it's just one of those things. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
That means it's distinguished and
distinguished,
is able to catch fish.
Exactly.
It's been around the block.
Yes.
Around the block.
All right, see, we got to reel it in. We got to reel it in, guys.
I'm sorry.
No, Ish is good.
Okay, topwater. Yes, we love topwater.
Let's talk about buzz baits.
Buzz chicken.
All right. First
buzz
off,
chicken.
We have the buzz chicken right here. And James Watson's new HD buzz bait. It reminds me kind of sort of the old school booger man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Is it kind of like that booger man to you, Ish?
No, it's just the James Watson Worldwide Buzzbait. I mean, it's his own designed buzzbait. I mean, it's not – the Booger Man was a good buzzbait, but I think this one's going to be better.
There you heard it from Ish Monroe.
Thank you very much, Ish Monroe.
You try to help a guy out, you just get bashed for helping a guy out.
Yeah. Throttled.
Well, no, it reminds me of the classic Booger Man style.
The
head knock.
Yes, you're absolutely right, yes.
The more compact arm is maybe what I'm referring to as well. Instead of the extended where the blade is up, you know,
right.
Where it doesn't knock.
We want that head knock.
And I love, this is my preferred style of buzz bait. And Ish, before we went on the air, I heard you say that you have never found the perfect buzz bait.
Nope.
And when you do, that's all you'll own.
That's all I own.
So what are attributes that make a perfect buzz bait?
Well, this one actually has a lot of it. You know, it does have the head knock. It does have the shorter, you know, the shorter shank here. It does have a really good.
I might have talked to Ish about when I was designing this buzz bait.
A little bit.
No, he didn't. He didn't talk to me about it at all. He actually took all my ideas and put it in this buzz bait. That's what it was.
I mean by talking
Don't tell anybody that.
But the actually the keeper for, you know, if you want to put a trailer on it, like fishing a horny toad, you know, which is what I do. I mean, I taught James how to do that on a buzzbait, so he understands that.
He's like, got, what are you doing?
He's
why
got
are you
a
putting
pretty
that
good,
on there, Ish?
That's when you guys went to the same school at different times together.
Yes, pretty much.
Gotcha, okay.
And, I mean, it's got a really good hook in it. I'd have, preferably myself, a little bit wider gap, a little bit bigger hook.
You like that.
And I would go with black nickel versus chrome, but the old school chrome still works.
Okay,
just personal preference.
I'm with you. We're taking this
but overall,
in, right?
But overall, I mean, it's a great buzzbait. I mean, he's got pretty much everything close. There's one other thing, slight thing that I would actually do is I would actually crimp the rivet
He doesn't like his rivet sliding it.
Yes.
And
He left that up.
A good point.
Well, talk to me about what do you mean?
So what happens is when you take this rivet and you take a pair of pliers and you
crimp
this rivet down so it doesn't move, you actually make the buzzbait squeak. And we all love a squeaking buzzbait.
Yes, sir.
With it loose like it is right there, it will not wear the bottom of your hole. Sorry about that.
Oh, yeah, but the hook, that hook is actually pretty sharp. That hook is actually pretty sharp.
When you crimp that down, the friction on that crimp bait on the actual blade itself is greater.
I got you.
So it squeaks louder.
And it squeaks
when
louder.
When you crimp it, do you crimp it as low as it will go?
Yeah,
on
you
the
put
wire?
It on there as far as you can get down and just crimp it on there so that basically the rivet doesn't move.
Take a pair of pliers and
crimp it down.
And also on that, good point, Ish, also on that rivet, if you want to even go one step further, before you actually put that rivet on there, you can bend this out, take this rivet off. If you want to scuff that rivet, the top of that rivet up with a file a little bit, you know, hope maybe it rusts a little bit.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, I know.
That will increase the squeaking to happen faster.
And those are old proper bassing man tricks, actually.
Right.
Now,
right.
Have you guys done the old hang them out the window deal?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, tie them to your antenna.
Yeah.
You know, but most vehicles don't even have antennas
exactly.
anymore, so it kind of sucks, yeah.
I put it on my OnStar.
Yeah, put it in your OnStar. Yeah. Go
that's what I do.
What is that on his OnStar? He's got some kind of wind blade.
We have to have it. We must get it.
Yeah. I've actually seen Pat. He's got another method, too. It's a Napoleon Dynamite, where he just ties it on a string, and he throws it out. Drags the whole bait. He does it with his crankbait.
Does he do it with his crankbait, too? Yeah.
It fades them.
His boss of wood baits, it makes him do something.
Makes him look like they've been eaten off.
It's hot.
Something a little special.
Yeah,
makes me look like I actually went fishing.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, you've mentioned something else, and I want to get, James, your opinion on this. Ish talked about this compact size and with the frame and putting the toad on it. Now, there's still, I mean, that seems to be the method of madness these days and catching fish on a buzzbait. But then you get a guy like Jason Christie who throws the skirt on it. You know,
I throw the skirt on it too.
I have a method, or not a method. I have a repetitive way of doing business with topwater fishing.
That he learned from me.
That spring.
I'm glad you guys together.
We have spent a lot of time.
Are you guys going to practice karate in the garage after this?
Or yeah.
We have bunk beds.
Okay. Yeah.
You want to build a double-decker TH
no
Marine
tools.
Boat build for you guys to play on? Okay.
No power tools.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but this
toads.
Yeah,
toads and skirts.
Okay.
Toads and skirts.
My deal on skirts.
It's a new ride at Disney World.
That's
toads
right.
and skirts.
In the springtime, I keep mine pretty simple.
Okay.
All right? I go with a white skirt buzzbait with a silver blade.
Why's it got to be white?
Because it just has to be.
Okay, just
I'll
making
go,
sure.
I'll go the other direction here later in the year.
Just want to make sure.
I'm getting there for you.
Okay.
And it is March.
It is. March.
All right.
I understand that.
History.
All March right. Madness.
March history. March Madness, yes.
Okay. And then when the water gets really, really warm in the summertime, I get rid of the skirt and I go to a toad.
That's when it heats up.
And then.
Why?
When the fall.
Yeah. Why?
There is no why.
Okay.
It's just, it's collectively what I've done over the years, and it's work with me, and I just do it.
Okay.
I don't know the science behind
it. Is it the C word? Is it confidence?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
In between here and here.
Okay.
And then
I get it.
In the fall, when the water is at its peak and it starts to go in the opposite direction that time of year, I'll go to a black buzzbait with a gold blade on a skirt. Black skirt.
Gotcha. Okay.
Black and red skirt.
Why?
So here's your combo. This is the
It just works.
Okay.
Works.
That's all you have to tell me. If you tell me it works,
no.
I'm good.
I mean,
life is good when you tell me it works. I don't see how some guys get out there and they try to tell you like everything inside of it. No, it just works. So do it.
Yeah.
Okay. If it works, I'm gonna do it.
Why don't
Simple.
You throw a chartreuse one? Because
it doesn't work. It doesn't work.
they eat this one really damn good.
Right. It doesn't work. So yeah.
So why does it say this? What is the slogan here on Tackle HD? Could you please read that, Mr. Watson?
Fish can't tell the difference.
Fish can't tell the difference. What the heck does that even mean?
Well, that's Tackle HD is a fairly new company. Okay. All right, they Tackle HD crawl high definition. All right, not heavy duty like me.
Okay.
All right.
I thought it was hunky dory.
Hunky dory.
Hunky dory.
Well, dory in the French text is actually spelled with a K.
Oh.
Anyway. So, Tackle
HD. I thought it was heavy door or something like that.
Hoe down? Is it a hoe down?
No, yeah. I'm going to the other D word, dense. All right. So, this company come up with that, so their slogan was that.
Okay,
all right?
I gotcha.
So, we worked to get this buzz bait. Here's what I love about Tackle HD. Not only do they have the high-definition crawl and the Helgramite, if you like to throw a Magnum trick worm or a Magnum finesse worm, try this Helgramite. Because if you want to dead stick something, Magnum trick worm is great. If you want something that just actually sits out there and wiggles, it's pretty damn cool. But what I like about Tackle HD, three months from start to finish, they had this in the package, produced, throwing it. And, it will nip you.
You know, this deal, remember the old Mojo rigs?
Oh my gosh!
Remember the old Mojo rigs?
You're trying to. I'm not that old.
You
I'm
do
just straight up. I am not that old.
Come on, Ish. The little gammy. Let's put the little one-aught gammy in there with the little old Peter T rig up here.
Petey.
Yeah, I'll bet that'd work.
Little rubber in the lead, and just slide it up anywhere you want.
It just might happen with the old Helgramite. There it is right there. Hey, I want to go back one more time to the buzz bait thing.
Yeah.
I kind of got off track a little bit.
One more time.
You did. Yeah.
I like it. Did you see how James got into it right away?
Right away. He was totally into it.
So I kind of want to reiterate then again on the colors because I thought that was pretty interesting. So then you're going the white silver is your spring combo.
Yes.
Colder water.
Yep.
Okay.
And I don't head knock.
And
all
you
right?
don't head knock.
I squeak. All right. Okay. So I flex that. Flex this bait
when you walk?
Yeah.
I squeak when I walk. Like my wallet. That's your wallet?
Yeah.
Need some Earl.
No. James Watson actually has to have a Brinks truck roll up when he needs to take his wallet with him.
Excuse
is what
me.
Happens. Yes.
It's two trucks.
Two trucks. Yeah. Oh, that's right.
I saw the post.
I thought it was a double X five. Brinks truck is what it was.
Five armed guards.
Five armed guards, yeah.
Per truck.
Hey, so, come on. Let's get buzz baity.
Yes.
So.
Spring. 50. When it gets to 50 degrees, some guys are like, I don't know. I don't want to wait till 55. No, when it gets to 50 in most lakes, I'm going to pick it up and I'm going to test it around because there's going to be a big one that's going to eat it.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right? It might be five or six big ones eat it that day if the sun comes out. But I like to squeak. I don't like to head knock. Now, head knocking comes in very important in the fall when the wind starts blowing Mach 90.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Or it's almost Thanksgiving without the wind blowing Mach 90. And the water's just that cold. Head knocking's critical.
That's the time.
Yep.
Pat, I got a question.
Yeah.
Can we get the intern, Justin, from Bash University to get us some waters?
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
that's Danny.
No, the intern, Justin.
Oh, Justin the
Justin,
intern.
Justin the intern.
Justin the intern, Ish is talking to you.
Oh, can we get some water? Wait, you even got Starbucks? Can we get some? So we said Justin the intern for Starbucks for us. You know, we just like a couple waters up here, Mr. Intern.
Getting parched.
It is sponsored by Bash University, so the intern from Bash University should grab us some water. Justin, the intern.
He's blushing right
now. He is, right.
Justin's blushing.
Yeah, because he's so excited to be in.
Come on.
Yeah. Can we get some waters up here for the guys? Gosh.
Hey.
Underprivileged.
Now.
Get it back to him.
Yes.
Now, talking about Justin.
Yes.
Now, you know, we're talking about topwater fishing. I know if you'll go to Bash University, you'll see me giving a topwater.
He's breaking out money. That's a good thing. We really don't need money. We just need waters that are in the cooler. It's that easy.
He's going to pay you off.
That's it.
He's paying us?
He's paying you?
Yeah.
He's finally paying us. We're working. Yeah, we're not working
we're
for free anymore.
Cup of coffee.
Finally, profits. Oh.
That's awesome.
There's beer in the cooler. There's no water. Chew, we're in Alabama. Let's get it fired up.
Turn it up. Alabama.
Sweet home.
Hey, you're a squeaker. And you're not a knocker in the spring.
We found that out. That's right.
And then the water got to be 55 degrees and above, maybe even 60, and then you put a little Toad's Magic Wild Ride on here. Is
later
that right?
In the summer. Later in the summer.
Okay. Keep yeah. Pick it up.
Yeah.
Pick it up.
Late in the summer.
Get in the right lane and pick it up.
Put the toad on. All right.
Put the toad on.
Skip it around.
Okay.
Put it in places other people won't put it. That's how I got to where I'm at now.
I could tell.
Putting it in places other people won't put it.
I can tell. I could absolutely tell. And then, the fall of the year, what do you got?
Yep.
Black buzzbait, black blade.
A couple red strands. I like that in there. Nope, gold blade.
Trailer hooks, not trailer hooks.
Depends if they're eating it or not eating it.
Okay.
You know, and then it comes to the point, it might be plopping. They'll eat a plopper.
Well, that's perfect.
Both of us. Now, I want to ask, you got parched.
Trying to learn my secrets.
Did you do a topwater bass before?
No.
Okay, I have.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm just.
Are you like trying to one up him right now?
I thought he did.
He tried to one up me.
Is
there. Everybody
that
saw that.
Every Watson seminar turns into a topwater seminar.
Arguing.
Exactly, yeah. It does. That is very true. Every James Watson seminar goes into topwater. Yeah. He can be talking about drop shotting in 40 feet of water, and somehow it ends up being the HD buzzbait and the whopper plopper are the best baits for that
Don't
scenario.
Forget the toad.
And the toad on there. Yes.
So here it is, Ish. Thank you very much. When do you guys throw a whopper plopper over the buzz bait?
They're going to eat one or the other.
Okay.
Or they're going to eat both. Here's my philosophy is when you get into grass and you get into areas where you start picking up stuff, that's where the buzz bait comes in. When you need to skip it up underneath docks, overhanging brush and things like that, the buzz bait is going to be that deal. The plopper is that open water guaranteed to snag them in the head, in the mouth, in the back when they blow up on it. So it's just got to be dialed in, you know, that way.
Yep. So, but there is that fine line. I've gotten my butt kicked when somebody's throwing a plopper and I'm throwing a buzzbait in non-grassy situations.
Right.
Or I mean,
Lake of the Ozarks. I'll give you a scenario. This last October, Lake of the Ozarks, Anacostia. I lost my 7 ounces. I had 4 bass the last day. I lost my 7 ounces. I caught 10 of my 14 bass on that. I caught 0 on a plopper, which I love to throw. 0 on a plopper. They just wouldn't even commit to a plopper. But they would eat the blade off that buzzbait. Why?
Question.
I don't know.
Question. Did you try a smaller plopper? Because I know you love the 130.
No.
Like you live.
No.
You live
point.
With the 130. I just didn't
good
know if
point.
You maybe tried the 90 or the 75 because that's a
no. But my co-angler did on
oh,
the
did
90,
he?
And he blasted a 512 behind the first day. Now let me mind you, you would not throw the 90 in this water. It was blowing.
Gosh,
that hard.
Lovely ladies right there.
Oh, the Yak Foundation.
Little
folks.
Yak Foundation.
You would not have thrown a 90 in this water. I mean, it was like this.
But he did.
he caught a 512.
I just made that cast.
So did you think about, at that point, just maybe I
wanted
need
to jump off a bridge.
Did you? Oh, I thought you were going to jump him.
So what did you learn from that lesson, Mr. Watson, in bass angling?
I should have thrown twice at that spot.
That's exactly
that's how that goes when somebody catches a big one behind you.
So is there a rule of thumb, though, besides cover for throwing a whopper plopper as opposed to a buzzbait? Is it just purely cover indication?
It's a confidence deal. It's a C word. It's a C word, confidence. Okay. That's whatever you're feeling that day. I mean, there is multiple times that you most likely will find me with both. Like, you look at my boat deck, it's got both tied up. The plopper is, once again, you get one or two that blow up on that buzzbait and they don't eat it, that plopper is immediately
going right in there.
Immediately in there.
They're going to tell you which one they'll eat.
Right.
And at really good days, it doesn't matter which one you're throwing.
Right.
Have them both rigged.
Yep.
And get it going.
Yep.
Hey,
topwater. When it gets slick, better have a toad ready.
Better have that toad's wild ride.
You don't want that noise. You don't want all that noise.
You guys ever throw a bait like
that? I got to ask, though, when's the HD worldwide toad coming?
It's coming.
Okay.
We're working on it. We're working on it. I don't want to plug something I ain't got in my hand yet.
I need some.
You'll get some. It doesn't sound right yet. And you know what the sound is? Hardly any sound at all. That's
just
problem
the
with,
action. You
I
just
want
the
that
action.
Flutter and
see, this is how I get the secrets out of it that he won't, you know, I got to kind of.
You watch Bass University.
It's quiet as a lamb.
I did watch you on Bass University, but you didn't talk that depth into that much.
He does topwater stuff. Yeah.
When drop shot.
Ish does grass stuff.
Even when drop shot.
Punching, frogging, that kind of stuff. Bass University TV. Hey, here it is. James Watson, Ish Monroe. I'm going to call you both topwater experts. I know your brothers. I absolutely do know
twins,
your brothers.
We're twins.
Your brothers
we're
in Bassin. We're all brothers.
We're twins.
In Bassin. Absolutely. Keep it real. 50th annual Bassmaster Classic, Bass University.
I'm 50.
More amazing stuff coming your way. Thanks, Bass U.